Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. As you know, if you've been with us, and I do hope you tune in every morning or evening or both, we're walking our way through 1 Samuel chapter 25. In this chapter, we meet an abusive husband and his intelligent, wise, discerning, and beautiful wife. His name is Nabal, which means fool, and he lives up to his name. The Bible describes him more than once as harsh and evil, and there is mutual agreement from those who knew him best, his wife and his employees, that this was one nasty man. And yet, fast forward all these many centuries, and society is full of men just like Nabal. You may work for one, and more specifically, you may be married to one, engaged, preparing for marriage, dating a man like Nabal, divorcing or divorced from one, separated from such a man, or fathered by one. It's entirely possible you're an abusive man listening to me right now. No, you say, none of this is the case. Well, stay tuned anyway. There are lessons here we all need to learn. 1 Samuel 25 is in the Bible so that we can learn from it. And I want to focus on verses 32 to 35, but first let me summarize verses 26 through 31 to fill in the gap from what we read yesterday. In these verses, Abigail speaks to David and asks him to spare vengeance on Nabal and his household and business because she has brought the gifts of food and wine. She then respectfully submits to David that he is fighting the Lord's battles, that no evil should be found in David, and that David will be appointed ruler over all Israel. Basically, she tells the future King David, you do not want killing Nabal, that fool, and his men on your conscience when you become king. She then asks to be remembered by David for what she has done. Listen now to verses 32 through 35 of 1 Samuel 25. Then David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to me, and blessed be your discernment. And blessed be you who have kept me this day from bloodshed and from avenging myself by my own hand. Nevertheless, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has restrained me from harming you, unless you had come quickly to meet me, surely there would not have been left to Nabal until the morning light as much as one male. So David received from her what she had brought him and said to her, go up to your house in peace. See, I have listened to you and granted your request. David sees Abigail for who she really is, sensible, capable, discerning, beautiful, and blessed. Women within the sound of my voice who are abused, you are not who your abuser says you are. His assessment of you, driven into your mind, heart, and soul by years of foul language and harsh criticism of you, perhaps outbreaks of physical violence, is wrong. He has broken you down and robbed you of all your confidence, and you have started to believe what he says about you. Oh, my friend, my sincere prayer for you this morning and this evening is that you, by the grace and love of God, will believe what God says about you, what God thinks of you, not what this man, whoever he is, says to you or about you to others, or how he thinks of you. God loves you. David saw in Abigail who she really was. And ask around. People who know you see beneath all the abuse who you really are. I hope this will encourage you and that you will join me tomorrow for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.